This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Wednesday, the 27th of March. An IT worker at a Sydney high school has allegedly been busted with child abuse material after hacking the school's computers in order to steal his colleagues' credit card details. Detectives from New South Wales Police's cybercrime squad began investigating after the Department of Education's cyber team alerted police to malware located on computers at the Forest High School in French's Forest last month. A former Melbourne Football Club doctor has sensationally admitted to conducting off-the-books illicit drug tests allegedly authorised by the AFL to help players evade detection on match days. The doctor turned whistleblower says players who confessed to having taken drugs in the days before AFL games were given secret tests to ensure their systems were clear or were advised to fake an injury so they would not risk being tested and suspended for breach of the World Anti-Doping Agency Code. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the ginger whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A bridge collapsed in the US last night after it was struck by a cargo ship, sparking fears of a mass casualty event as rescuers desperately searched for people who were on the huge structure when it crashed into a river. Shortly after 4:30 a.m. local time, authorities said they were trying to rescue multiple people in chaotic scenes at Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, with specialist dive teams deployed to help. And three people have been confirmed dead after a freak wave capsized a fishing vessel near Spilsby Island in South Australia. A desperate search on Tuesday hoped to find more survivors after a 13-year-old boy and his 44-year-old father were found clinging to a reef. However, the bodies of three people have since been recovered in the vicinity of the vessel.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.